Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100 count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We never really had a chance to talk about the Major League Baseball draft on C2C other than the top pick. And I wanted to go down and look at all of these guys that got snagged in that first round. Of course, Travis Bazzano went to the Guardians number one, the second baseman from Oregon State. He was incredible, hit .416 with 28 home runs, 16 stolen bases, and 40 more walks than strikeouts. At number two, the Reds selected fireballer Chase Burns, the pitcher from Wake Forest. He averaged nearly two strikeouts per inning, and he throws high 90s, and has a massive slider and curveball. The third pick went to the Rockies. Charlie Condon, a third baseman from Georgia. He was a second-tier collegiate who needed a big spring to cement a spot in the top 10. He delivered. He led the NCAA in batting average, slugging percentage, and home runs. His 37 established a new record, so he did it all. He's 6'6". At number four, the A's took Nick Kurtz, a first baseman from Wake Forest. He slumped early, had a shoulder injury, but he had 14 home runs over a 10-game period to start April. And then he led the NCAA in walks, both in rate and counting forms. 30% of his trips to the plate, he got walked. People were afraid to pitch to him. At number five, the White Sox took Hagen Smith, the other big pitcher in this draft from Arkansas. In February, he struck out 17 batters across six innings against Oregon State and Bazzano, the top pick. At number six, it was time for the Royals. And they snagged Jack Caglianone, the first baseman pitcher, Quaze, from Florida. He was certainly a trip, a freak show talent. He features big power from the left side, 62 home runs, and he had exit velocities of 120-plus over the last couple of seasons. And he does it all. So he pitches, too. Number seven, the Cardinals, J.J. Weatherholt, the infielder from West Virginia. He was out 2 months after he injured his hamstring the opening weekend of the season, but eventually got his act together. Weatherholt's probably going to end up a second baseman for the Cardinals. At number eight, the Angels took Christian Moore, another second baseman from Tennessee. He was the most productive hitter on a 50-win Vols team that made it to the championship. He launched 29 home runs, including three in a late-season game against Kentucky. He was great in the NCAA tournament. At nine, the Pirates got Connor Griffin, center fielder, shortstop from Jackson Prep in Mississippi. Tall, explosive player. He's definitely got the talent. They worry that he swings and misses too much, however. At 10, the Nationals took Seaver King, center fielder, infielder from Wake Forest. He transferred from Wingate to Wake ahead of last season. He got better, though. A very productive hitter on a loaded Wake team, and he had a higher OPS during conference play than he did outside of it. So teams liked him, and the Nationals snagged him. At 11, the Tigers took the shortstop from Harvard Westlake High School in California, Bryce Rayner. And he has worked on that left-handed swing over the offseason, and he had a huge spring and was one of the best prep players in the entire draft class. At 12, the Red Sox took Braden Montgomery, an outfielder from Texas A&M. He injured his ankle in the Super Regionals against Oregon, and it hurt his stock. But the guy is a switch hitter, and he's got raw strength, especially from the left side. At 13, the Giants took James Tibbs III, an outfielder from Florida State. This guy had it all going. Home runs 25, punch outs 30 as a junior. And he just keeps getting stronger. At 14, the Cubs took Cam Smith, third baseman, Florida State. He improved his triple slash stats by more than 100 points on average and slicing his strikeout rate from 28% to just 15% with a swing change. So he got better. At 15, the Mariners took Gerangelo Sanja, a switch hitter, right-handed pitcher, left-handed pitcher that can hit. How does that sound? The Marlins were 16th. They took P.J. Morlando, the first baseman outfielder from Somerville High School in South Carolina. At 17, the Brewers, Braylon Payne, an outfielder from Elkins High School in Texas. Long frame, big power, and speed to go with it. At 18, the Rays took Theo Gillen, shortstop from Westlake High School in Texas. They say he's the best pure hitter in the whole draft. At 19, the Mets took Carson Beng, an outfielder, right-handed pitcher from Oklahoma State. Threw more than 60 innings for the Cowboys over the last two seasons. At 20, the Blue Jays took Trey Yesevich, a pitcher from East Carolina, a physical right-handed pitcher who throws off that front side, a steep release point. He's going to be throwing hard down at batters. 21, Twins, Kalen Culpepper, a shortstop from Kansas State. At 22, the Orioles took Vance Honeycutt, the center fielder from North Carolina. Guy's got great speed in the outfield. His defense is awesome. He recorded two 2020 seasons in three seasons at North Carolina. At 23, the Dodgers took Kellen Lindsay, a shortstop from Hardy High School in Florida, a two-sport star and one of the top athletes in the draft. He's got speed, and Lindsay can rip it across the infield with a big arm. At 24, the Atlanta Braves took Cam Caminiti from Seguro High School in Arizona. That's Ken Caminiti's cousin, an athlete, a freak, a lefty who throws hard, and he's getting better every season. At 25, San Diego took Cash Mayfield, a lefty from Elk High School in Oklahoma. This guy's 6'4", upper 90s. At 26, the Yankees took Ben Hess, a pitcher from Alabama. He had a rough year, a 5.80 ERA and 4.6 walks per nine innings, but he's physical, big, righty with velocity and a wicked curveball. At 27, the Phillies, Dante Norrie, an outfielder from Northville High School in Michigan. He turns 20 in October. The Phillies are worried about his hitting, but they love his speed. At 28, the Astros took Walker Janik, a catcher from Sam Houston. He had 17 home runs this season. At 29, the D-backs, Slade Caldwell of Valley View High School in Arkansas. He's got speed and he's got a fast bat. And at 30, the Texas Rangers took Malcolm Orr, the catcher from Stanford. He hit 16 home runs. He walked more than he struck out in a power conference. Moore hit tons of fly balls. He only hit 255, but when he connects, he knocks it out of the park. Yeah, so don't tell me the draft isn't important. All I know is that the Pirates drafted Paul Skeens last year, and now we're watching this guy start tonight in the All-Star game at Globe Life down in Arlington. And every time he pitches, it's must-see TV. So you build titles and teams and championships through the draft. And if you get your hands on the right player, anything is possible.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.